And finally this hour, a new album from the rapper Serengeti. It's called Family and Friends. It's a collection of character sketches, not unlike the classic poems of Spoon River Anthology, but filtered through the lens of modern hip-hop. Critic Robert Christgau has our review.
Serengeti is a rapper from Chicago whose government name is David Cohn. He made a small splash in 2006 by impersonating a white, middle-aged Chicago sports fan who's also a rabid fan of the actor Brian Dennehy and a lot of other things.
Mike Dicker got fired. Favorite actor Dennehy. Favorite drink old Dolls. Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Play softball with the guys. Wife made curly fries. Drank about four Dolls. Grounded out two pot flies. In the Buick, down Western. Stop and get some more brats. On sale chicken, Italian sausages, orange pop. This week, fishing trip.
If you think the voice we just heard didn't sound much like a rapper, that's the idea. More than any MC working, Serengeti writes story songs about characters he makes up. Sometimes these characters recur, like Kenny, who's stuck in his Buick in Dennehy, the song we just heard. But in Serengeti's new Family and Friends, almost every song introduces a new character, like the self-reinventing fool who narrates California.
Ever since I got divorced, everything's been going right on course. I've been riding a horse, doing a little horses, fun in shorts. Relaxing, texting, sleeping, refilling glasses of Riesling. What a great way to spend an evening. I look so good, I'm beaming. Ever since I lost my job, I started a blog. It's been going so great. It's about the ins and outs of the perfect date.
Serengeti's physical voice doesn't shift on Family and Friends the way it does on Dennehy. The prissy pretension of California is about as far as it gets from Serengeti's normal rapping voice, which can be discursive and mumbly or clear and quick, as on the only third-person song here, the chronicle of a mixed martial arts fighter.
Around UFC 38, he tried to get back in shape, give it another shot, underhooks and learn the dirty box, but while training, he popped his MCL, said he's too old to put his body through this much hell, but in UFC 3, he choked a man with his gi, if he just would have held on or avoided the knee. What ifs, not everyone can win championships, with that known, is it better to not even attempt?
Serengeti has more talent than success and more albums than I can count, well over a dozen. Several of these are quite obscure, and most are typical underground hip-hop, more complex and drawn out than Family and Friends, which squeezes 11 songs into just 31 minutes. The album title is thematic. Just about every song here concerns intimate personal relationships. Half excavate ruined marriages, and the most troubling describes the return of an absentee dad.
Father and son time, he moved in my apartment. Mom's jealous, daddy always shines, but I don't know. He doesn't always chip in on stuff. It was fine at first, but I never got reimbursed. And I thought it'd be romantic if we do drugs together. What a beautiful piece, me and dad in a pad asleep. Curses them, those stupid mounted police. Dad got nabbed on a warrant he had back east. Pops is gone.
There's an crude melancholy about Family and Friends that reflects both the economic downturn and the long slog of a marginal artist who just turned 35. It's poignant that way. But one reason it's poignant is that Serengeti also has a silly side, as on the simplistic rhymes of the almost autobiographical A.R.P.
I skateboarded and hurt my knee. I sat right next to a willow tree. I did DMT. In high school, I rapped like a G.
The new album from Serengeti is called Family and Friends. Our reviewer is Robert Christgau. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.